From Spark and Anvil and Sumpaws, this is Zippy, in Chapter 1 of the Sumpaws cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Zippy is a quick, bright hummingbird with shimmery green and blue feathers and the tiniest beak. She lives in the buzzing blossoms at the sunny edge of the math meadow, where facts the child already knows come to rest like flowers. Sumi brings the child to visit Zippy once a fact has been counted and bundled and bonded so many times that it's almost ready to just pop. Zippy does one gentle thing. She helps a fact that used to counting become a fact you just know. The first time, the child counts it out, hops it on Sumi's number line, splits it with Pippa. But after enough gentle practice, Zippy zips by and, snap, the answer pops right into your head, no counting needed. "Snap, you know that one," she sings. That is Zippy's whole gentle way. A fact you have to count is fine. A fact that just pops is quicker, and quicker leaves more room in your head for thinking. So Zippy helps facts move from counting to popping, but only by gentle practice, a little each day, the way a hummingbird visits the same flower again and again. She has one strict rule at the buzzing blossoms, and she means it. There is never a timer. Fast is not the goal. Knowing is the goal. And quick just comes along for free after enough happy practice. Nobody races. Nobody buzzes a buzzer. Zippy only ever zips to say snap when a fact pops on its own.
Sometimes a fact hasn't popped yet, and the child has to stop and count it out. Zippy never says wrong. Zippy never says too slow. She never, ever says hurry. She just hovers close and says, "Not yet, and that's fine. Count it out, and it'll pop another day." And they count it out together, gently, no rush at all. At the buzzing blossoms, a fact that isn't quick yet is never a mistake. It is just a flower that needs a few more visits before it blooms.
A grown-up can practice too. Zippy loves it when a big person and a small person play a slow, happy fact game. A few facts a day, warm and unrushed, celebrating each one that pops. The grown-up can smile and wait. The child can count if they need to, or snap if it's ready. Practice with Zippy is for getting cozy with facts, never for beating a clock. And Zippy is grateful to every friend. She knows Sumi's hops and Pippa's bonds and Tenny's tens did all the careful work first so that a fact could practice its way to prop. The whole meadow, gently, one snap at a time.
When a fact the child has practiced finally pops all on its own, quick and sure, no counting, just there, Zippy feels a bright, sparkly happiness zip right through her, like the first warm sun on the blossoms. She loves that feeling most of all, the proud little, "I just knew it," that comes from gentle practice, never from rushing. "Snap, you know that one," she sings softly, wings shimmering, glad and proud. And the child feels it too, that warm, sparkly, "I just knew it," all by myself. That's Zippy.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zippy. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.